see, it's 7 o'clock. I like to start on time. So, and if you come in late, that's perfectly fine. Just, you know, find a seat. As Jill said, my name is Lamo. Welcome to the Kadamba Center and to Meditation 101. My regular duty or role here is just as chant master. And I've been chant master for about 8 years. I was ordained in June of 2009 right here in the Kadamba Center by the current abbot of Saraday Monastery in India. If you have cell phones, would you please turn them on to vibrate or mute as not to disturb the others. It's especially important because it's meditation that we're doing. If you want to bring drinks in here, that's perfectly fine. If you use one of our cups, if you please wash them before you leave, because it's a completely volunteer basis here. There's no one paid to do anything here. And I also have a little sign-up sheet at the front. So if you haven't signed it when you come in, you can sign it on your way out. So let's go around the room, and if you would introduce yourself, you can just say your name, your first name, and where you're from, and what you want to get from this course. You don't have to be personal in any way. For example, I came to the, I started meditation practice about 15 years ago because, as a consequence of a divorce. And I wanted to find something, you know, for peace of mind, something to help myself to take the stress away and so forth. And so I came upon a meditation group at the UFR, and they were practicing in the tradition of Thich Nhat Hanh. And this is in Raleigh, and I believe they're still practicing there. And afterwards, I became a member here at the Kadamba Center. And as I said, I was started as chant master. I was also puja coordinator for about 5 years. And so you don't have to go through all that. You could just say that it was a personal matter or something like that. You can be very vague. So if you'd start, please.
Hi, my name's Carol, and this is my second time through Meditation 101. Basically, I just want to get back to the basics, practice and reinforcement.
And where are you from?
Where am I from? I live in Cary here.
In Cary? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay.
Sure.
My name is Nicholas. I'm originally from Florida. I just got out of the military, and I started coming to the Kadapa Center about a month ago, and I'm just interested in learning about meditation.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Kelly. I'm here in Raleigh, and I just want to have some more basics on meditation.
Okay.
My name is Andy. I live in Cary, grew up in Cary, so one of the few who lived in Cary my whole life. And I just want to learn more about meditation. Read some books on it, but never had an actual course. So.
Hi, my name is Jake, like Jake from State Farm, but I'm actually not from State Farm. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I live here now, and I'm interested in meditation, and I've done some meditation because there's a squirrel that lives in my head that is on a treadmill, and I'd like to just slow that down every once in a while.
Hi, my name is Karen, and I'm here to learn some new perspectives on meditation, and I'm always interested in learning new meditation techniques.
Hi, I'm Kelly. I'm originally from New Jersey. I've been in Raleigh for about 15 years, and I've been trying to meditate I've been meditating for quite a while, and thought it would be good to get some of the basics.
My name's Mark. I'm from Raleigh. And I just want to learn more about meditation and, like she was saying, learn how to turn some things off.
I'm Renee. I've lived here 3 years, but I grew up in Wisconsin, lived in Southern California. I already do Vedic mantra meditation, but I was interested in checking out the Buddhist forms of meditation just to calm my mind from a different angle.
I'm Chris, and I'm from Raleigh. Looking to learn a little bit about meditation and meet some folks who are doing the same thing.
Hello, my name is Anthony. I'm from San Francisco, living in Wake Forest now. I'm interested in getting the basics for meditation as well and seeking stillness of the mind currently. So.
Hi, I'm Duffy. I'm from Wilmington, live in Raleigh. And I am here because I meditate a little bit, just want to make sure I'm doing it right, to learn to be more calm and relaxed and focused.
Hi, I'm Robert. I'm from Raleigh. I'm here because I want to kind of push some of those voices of the ego aside and, you know, be a little calmer and find more of my true self.
Hi, my name's Nicole. I live in Raleigh, and I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm here out of curiosity and by the encouragement of my friend. And I'm interested in just reducing stress.
Hi, I'm Vera. I am from Phoenix, and I get, well, this is the third time living in Raleigh, but Phoenix most recently after that. And I just need to figure out a way to calm stress and slow down.
Hi, my name is Susana. I'm originally from Uruguay, South America, and I came from Miami, actually, and moved from Miami here. I've been living in Miami for 15 years. And I know a little bit about meditation, but actually I want to know a lot more, to know about myself also more. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Brittany. I came to Raleigh from Atlanta 2 years ago, new to meditation. I want to learn to, I guess, be more conscious of my thoughts and find more calm.
Hi, my name is Colin. I live in Cary, and I'm brand new to meditation, just hoping to learn something that will help me out.
Hi, I'm Gretchen. I live in Fuquay, and I'm here most currently trying to find calmness and anxiety for having to speak on a microphone. So.
Hi, I'm Brandon from Raleigh. I've been meditating for over a decade now. I'm actually here as, I guess, a life coach or spiritual coach for Gretchen to help her out. So, hello.
Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'm from Cary. I'm laughing because I know Gretchen and she's not shy. I started studying Tai Chi Quan and Qigong probably about 15 years ago for health reasons, and then just have changed like my meditation practices and kind of done whatever gets put in front of me. So I'm always looking for new ways and new methods and things to experience.
Hi, I'm Connie. I'm originally from Maryland. I live here in Raleigh now. And I guess just like everybody else, just kind of calm, you know, some calmness in my life.
Hi, my name is Marta, and I'm originally from Brazil, so also from South America. and I live in Cary. And I guess I'm here because of a heartbreak and trying to restore my center and my well-being, and I think instead of a squirrel in my head, I have the wrong person in my head that I want to remove and restore what's best for me.
My name is Nali. I live in Cary. I'm originally from Tanzania, and this is my first meditation class, and just looking to quieten my mind.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I live in Cary, and I was just looking to learn how to concentrate a little better sometimes.
Hi, my name is Rita. I'm from Morrisville, and this is a refresher course for me tonight. I had taken this many years ago, and I have squirrels in my head that I need to tackle with, too, so that's why I'm here.
My name is Stephanie, and I have developed the art of hypnosis, but I'm fascinated with meditation and would like to add that to my development as well.
Hi, I'm Casey. I'm from Winston-Salem, but I've lived in Raleigh for like 5 years, and I'm just here to chill out, and I'm curious.
I'm speaking for my wife and I. I'm Roger, and she's Barbara, and we're from Raleigh. We're here to learn how to meditate and see where that takes us. We're not sure.
Hi, I'm Bill. I live in Apex, and I'm here for clarity of mind and just general positive attitude changes.
I'm Debbie, and I'm here to support him and to become enlightened in every way.
Hi, I'm David. I'm from England originally, but I live in Durham now for the past 17 years. And a therapist of mine has been recommended meditation for many years, but I never really took him up on it or went out of my way to find anywhere. But then recently a friend suggested this class, so that's why I'm here tonight. Looking forward to it.
I'm Emma. I'm from around here, from Cary. And I've been coming to the Kadampa Center on Sundays, and so I wanted to learn more about meditation.
I'm Jimmy, and this is Holly, and we're here to learn to meditate. And we're from Raleigh.
I'm Tanya, and I'm from New York, and I'm here just for personal development.
Hi, I'm Valerie, and I'm from Wake Forest, and I'm here to increase my self-awareness and to learn the basics of meditation.
Hi, I'm Trish. I'm from Raleigh, and I like the structure of group meditation, so I'm here for personal and for because I've started coming to the Kadampa Center and want to do more classes here.
Hi, I'm Greg, and this is my mother. We're both here just because we're interested in meditation, and we've taken the Buddhism in a nutshell on CD, and we're just both interested in meditation.
I'm Anne. Live in Raleigh for 20 years, and that just reminded me that we've listened to Buddhism in a nutshell in the car, and I'm always driving, and it's really hard to practice meditation when you're driving a car. So this is a good opportunity to try those techniques for real. I've done meditation off and on for a long time, but this will, you know, I think help me get focused and try some different techniques.
Hey, I'm Robin. I'm from Durham, North Carolina. And I'm here to learn more about meditation and Buddhism, and it's a part of my heritage, so I'm just trying to learn more.
I'm Taylor. I'm from Greensboro. I live in Cary. I'm here to find some clarity and peace of mind.
I'm June. I'm from Cary, originally from Ohio, and I have a relationship issue that came up, and I just want to be able to see it more clearly and more compassionately, I think.
Hi, I'm Christy. I live 5 minutes away in Raleigh. Recently I've been doing some free podcasts that were guided meditations, and I think I've been getting a bit out of that, and I'm here to learn anything you have to offer me.
I'm John. I'm from Raleigh. I guess I'm just here to be better than I am. Just learn how to meditate and escape.
Hi, I'm Melissa. I live in Raleigh, originally from Kentucky, just here to help stress and anxiety levels.
My name's Mac. I live in Raleigh, and I've practiced transcendental meditation for about 20 years, and about 10 years ago, it stopped working for me, so I'm here to find something that does work.
Good evening. My name is Atia. I'm originally from New York, and I've lived in Raleigh for about 10 years now. I have had a meditation practice probably for close to 9 years, and about 2 months ago took a mindfulness meditation class, which completely shifted some of my spiritual beliefs, and so I'm continuing on by taking this class tonight and very grateful to be here. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks, Jeff. So I just want to tell you about the structure of this meditation course. So this is generally an introductory course for people who have never meditated before. And each session will be exploring different types of meditation. There are 5 sessions. 5 weeks on Thursday, and we'll actually do the practices in the class, and hopefully you'll do them at home also every day. The handouts are, I believe most of them are on the website already. I noticed that the 8th handout and the completion card wasn't on earlier, may be on there now, but it's on the Kadampa Center website. Go to spiritual programs, introductory programs, and then to Meditation 101. At the last class, we'll have a review of of all the topics, and we'll have a fun quiz. And if you've been present at all of the sessions, and if you have fulfilled all the requirements on the completion card, you'll receive a certificate. So let's begin by doing an exercise to settle the mind. So it's called scanning the body exercise. And I'll ring the bell once to begin and once to end, but it's a guided meditation. So basically, just keep your back straight and try to relax all attention in your body. And bring your focus to your breath. Just breathe naturally. But be present right here in this place, in this moment. And bring your focus to your inhalation and exhalation. So you can focus on the rising and falling of your shoulders and chest, or the rising and falling of your abdomen as you breathe in and out. And then, as in all meditation practices, we start with a motivation. And an example of this would be, by taking time to do this meditation practice, may I develop my mind and become a wiser and kinder person in order to be of benefit to all beings. Focus your attention on your physical body. Especially on the lowermost point of your body, for your body is in contact with the earth. Feel the substance and earthy character of your body. Concentrate for a moment on that contact, on the weight and substance of this physical form. Pay attention to the character of your mind, your consciousness, while focusing here. Now slowly and mindfully, move your attention upward through your body. Pay close attention to every aspect of your body, your physical sensations. Note areas of tension and relax them. Note sensations of coolness or warmth. Note places where one part of your body is touching another. Move upward through your legs, your hips, your hands, and your lap. Note the curves of your body's silhouette. Move upward. Your belly, your waist, the curves of your arms. Continue to move upward. Note the rising and falling of your chest with your breathing, the curves of your shoulders. Keep moving upward, slowly and mindfully. Pay special attention to your shoulders, neck, and jaw. If there is tension there, relax those areas. Move still upward to the tilt of your head until you reach the crown of your head. Allow your attention to rest at your crown for a moment. Pay attention to the character of your mind, your consciousness, while focusing here. Is your mind's character different while focusing here than it was when you were focusing on the lower part of your body? What differences can you note? Now slowly move your attention back downward through your body in the same way. Move slowly, mindfully, noting everything about your body as you move your attention back downward. Bring your attention all the way back down to the cushion or the chair where your body is in contact with the earth. Again, focus your concentration at this point and note the character of your consciousness while focusing here. Again, note the nature of your mind state when concentrating here, and in differences from your mind state when concentrating at your crown. So we end this meditation with a dedication. May our positive energy and insights bring well-being and happiness to all living beings. So now I'd like to talk about meditation. So what is meditation? See, meditation is not about relaxing or spacing out or trying to stop the thoughts in your mind. In the Tibetan language, the word for meditation is gom, which means to become familiar with something. So in this case, it would be to become familiar with a virtuous object. So our mind is even wilder than a squirrel. It's as wild and powerful as an elephant. So a trainer would try to control a wild elephant by using a rope and then trying to tie it to a post. In the same way, we as meditation practitioners will try to tie our elephant mind to a post, which would be the meditation object, with the rope of mindfulness. So that's the definition of mindfulness, to become familiar with something. The purpose of meditation, and this is very important, the purpose of meditation is to reduce negative mind, afflicted mind, which is the cause of our problems. Now, I say this is important because when you do your meditation practice, when you start your meditation practice, there will be distractions that happen. We have quite a few people here, and there may be some distractions at home also if you practice at home, and you may resent any distractions of noise, movement, and so forth. But that sort of, you know, is counter to the whole purpose of why we're practicing. We're trying to reduce negative thought, negative mind, afflicted mind. So if you get irritated when you hear a train going by or someone moving and you think, well, why is this happening? I can't meditate, I can't concentrate, then you sort of miss the whole point of doing the entire practice. So it's very important to remember why we're doing this. So when you have this inner peace, because that's what happens, when you reduce your negative thoughts, eventually you'll have inner peace. Inner peace then will also not only help you, yourself, your own mind, but it would also sort of radiate out to your family, to your society. It sort of contributes to world peace. And so that's why we practice. We practice to develop this positive mind, maintain peace of mind, and reduce and eventually eradicate all your negative states of mind. Thinking positive is mental happiness. And we all have this potential to reduce negative mind completely, eradicate it completely. And it's also important to know what productive meditation is. So meditation is becoming familiar with something. In other words, there has to be a meditation object. So simply sitting is just chicken meditation or squirrel meditation. Animals can do that. They can all just sit and be very still, like a heron or something waiting for to catch a fish in water. They can stay still for a long time, but that is not meditation. So most of the time, most of our lives, we spent focused on our outer world and what it does for us. But in meditation practice, we try to get acquainted with our inner world to see how our mind works and how our mind reacts to this outer stimuli. So it's really about ourselves. It sounds sort of selfish, but it's all about us. It's about how, what is important is how our reaction is. We're not judging what other people do. We're not judging about why is this happening to me. We're judging about how we are going to react to whatever situation we are in the present moment. So we talked about the definition of meditation, the purpose of meditation, and now the types. There are three types of meditation. There's review meditation, analytical meditation, and concentration meditation. And I'll talk about those types of meditation in a later session. So now about concentration. Concentration is keeping your attention focused on a single pointedly on one object. And concentration produces a calm and peaceful mind. So I've heard quite a few people mention that they want to have a calm, peaceful mind, less stress. So that's so the way to do that is to develop concentration. So that type of meditation, single-pointed meditation, is called calm-abiding meditation. It's concentration meditation. So you can use any objects that you like. You can use your breath. You can use a flower, light, a holy image. The purpose, the point, is to keep your mind focused on that object, single-pointedly. And then, of course, the aim is to be able to do it at any time for as long as you like, even for days, on one object. So that's the object of calm abiding meditation, the 9 stages of calm abiding. Now, mindfulness is just being aware of your actions of body, speech, and mind. By developing this awareness, we pay attention moment by moment on what we're doing with our body and our speech and our mind. Change happens only in the present moment. So if we take the present, if we concentrate, focus, and take care of the present moment, we take care of our past and we take care of our future. Now, negative mind is extremely powerful, like that elephant. So it requires constant awareness and vigilance. It takes a lot of time. It takes a form of daily practice to transform this negative mind. Okay, so now I'd like to go over these 7-point posture. I believe it's called the 7-point Virochannel postures. This posture has 8 points. The 8th point is the breath. So first we start with our legs. If you're sitting in a chair, all you have to do is try to keep your feet flat on the floor. And if it's it might be comfortable to put a cushion under your feet if you like, or not, whichever. And then, if you're sitting, on a cushion, you can cross your legs if you can. There's also the Vajra cross position or the lotus cross. You can see on that tanka of Shakyamuni Buddha and Medicine Buddha to his right, and that's the Vajra cross or lotus, full lotus position. And you can also just have a half lotus, which is just one heel on one leg, or you can just not even have either on your thighs, just both on the bottom, whichever is most comfortable. In this class, if you want to shift from a cushion to a chair or back and forth, please just do so at any time. Just be mindful not to make a lot of disruption in the class when you're doing that. But, it's not a good idea to have a lot of pain. That's very distracting. The arms are away from the chest, from your torso. Akimbo, it sort of gives some, air passage through. And your back, of course, is, again, straight. You can think of it as a pile of coins, or maybe like a puppet. There's a string that goes through your spine, and it's sort of, hanging from the ceiling. Your eyes... At the beginning, sometimes people find it hard to have their eyes slightly open, so you can have them lightly closed. And if they're open, sort of unfocused, a few feet in front of you, rather than, looking around the room. That's very hard to meditate. So try to keep it in front. Keep your jaws relaxed, your mouth relaxed also, and your tongue on your palate behind your front teeth, and that seems to help the moisture, especially when you meditate for a long time. And your head is slightly tilted forward, but not on your chest, but slightly forward. So that's a 7-point meditation posture. Now, this meditation practice in this posture is common practiced by Buddhists and non-Buddhists. I mean, it was already prevalent before Shakyamuni Buddha was lifetime, the historical Buddha. But this posture has been practiced by many thousands of yogis, and it seems to lead to physical and mental pliancy. So it's the most recommended posture. Now, for your hands, in this practice, we usually do right on left with thumbs touching, but you can put them on your knees if you like, whatever. And they say that it's like four finger widths below your navel, but, you know, it's hard to keep your hands sort of, you know, hovering there, so it's fine to just leave it on your lap. That's what our teacher says, Geshe-la. So we're going to do this next practice. They call it the counting breaths practice. I call it breathing meditation. The purpose is to develop concentration, which leads to calm and peaceful mind. So it's a very simple practice, and it was taught to Shakyamuni Buddha, to his disciples, and it was also commented by Vasubandhu in his work Abhidhamma Kosha. So when you practice just any type of meditation, such as the scanning body or this breathing meditation exercise, distractions are normal. Thoughts, you're not going to be able to stop your thoughts or your emotions. You might get some kind of dullness and think that you've done so, but it's not. You might be able to space out, but it's not spacing out. It's not going someplace. You know, you want to know, you want to be present. You want to be aware of where you are, that you're in this gampa, you're on this cushion, your concentration cushion, you're sitting in your chair, you're here with many people. You should know that. And also that if thoughts and emotions come up, then you just label as a thought and just let it go. Just drop that baggage and just let it go like there's bubbles. And then if you have projects, things that you have to do, those come up, just let that go. Just think project, label it as a project, and let it go. If you hear sounds, inevitably a train will go by. There's a train tracks are right there. Then just label that as a noise. Just let it go. If you feel people moving around, shifting, whatever, coughing, then just label it as a noise and just let it go and bring your focus back to your breath. So in the breathing meditation, the counting meditation, unlike the other meditation practices, well, no, most meditation practices start with an exhalation. And so this one starts with an exhalation. So you try to breathe naturally. That's the goal. You might not do that at first, and that's fine because you're new to the practice. So exhale, inhale, and count one. Exhale, inhale, count two. Exhale, inhale, count three, and then go to whatever goal you want, whether it's 7 breaths, 10 breaths, 14, 21, 100, whatever. And if you lose count, then go back to square one and start all over again. And just continue like that. Since we're counting, I'm just going to ring the bell once to begin and once to end. In other practices, I'll probably strike the bell about once a minute because I found that at the beginning, it really helps because your mind just goes way off almost immediately. So when you hear the bell again, it brings you back. Because you're so new to the practice, I had to do that for about 2 or 3 years. That takes a while. So it really helps to do that. Okay? So let's try that. So this is a counting breath exercise. You might, again, think of a motivation. that you're not meditating just for yourself, but meditating for your mind to become a wiser and kinder person for all beings. I'll hit the bell once to begin and once to end. So this is to count breaths. That was 5 minutes. I just wanted you to get a sense of what, how a 5-minute meditation felt. So, Now I'd like to talk about starting a meditation practice at home. So meditation practice is not easy. You have to put forth some effort. As you know, without effort, nothing really changes for the better. So, for example, if you wanted to have a beautiful or handsome fit body, then you know that you have to do exercise, you have to eat right, you may have to do some strength training, which is not fun to do at first, but in the long term, it's very good. So we have to do the same thing for our mind. We have to set up a schedule. We have to be committed to actually do some practice and to develop this calm and peaceful mind, especially because we've been, you know, stressed out for and following our negative mind for a very, very long time. And the advantage of a calm and peaceful mind is that it actually contributes to your physical health also. So where do you start this meditation practice? So you try to find some clean and quiet place in your home. It could just be one little corner that you like. But we want to have it clean because, you know, you want to we want to return that place. You want to be encouraged to go back again and again to your special place to meditate. And when do you want to do it? It's usually recommended that you do it in the morning because it's a great way to begin the day, to because you're still fresh from having slept, and nothing has really happened yet in the day. So that's why it's recommended. But some people are not morning people, and they don't want to do it in the morning. I heard this before. So just find some day that works, some time of the day that works for you. It could be at lunchtime. Maybe the only way to do it is just before you go to bed. Whatever. Just at least be consistent and setting up that day. And then start with very short sessions, frequent short sessions if you can. And then when your practice becomes stable, you can have fewer but longer sessions. And then how do you do it? Well, you wear, you know, comfortable clothes and you find a comfortable seat, which is called the concentration cushion. Excuse me, not a meditation cushion. Our teacher Geshe-la says it's a concentration room and a concentration cushion. So that could be on the floor or on a chair. There are many types of cushions and little stools and things that are sold online. I think we have meditation cushions for sale. We used to have in the in our little little store there. And usually you try to make your back a little bit higher than your knees, especially if you're sitting on a cushion. If you're sitting on a chair, try to keep your feet flat on the floor. Try to start with a motivation and do consistent practice, steady and consistent like a stream of water. It helps. And then at the end of the session, dedicate to see whether you have fulfilled whatever purpose you had in your motivation. Okay? So let's try this counting breaths exercise again. Okay, so get into your meditation posture. Remember, you have to start all over if you lose count. And I'll ring the bell once to begin and once to end. That was 10 minutes. Okay, now Tibetan masters compare meditation practice with taming a horse, so a wild horse. So if you were training a wild horse and with a short rope and we were beating it, then it probably would take a while for the horse to learn to trust you and let them ride you. But if you let the wild horse just run free in a large corral and then approached it slowly, mindfully, compassionately, in a compassionate way, then it might learn to be more cooperative and you may be able to ride it a little bit faster. And so that's what you need to do in meditation practice. You need to give your mind a lot of room, a lot of space, and don't judge whether you're doing it better than anyone else or not as good as others. Just let your thoughts just rise and abide and let them go. Does anyone like to share any problems or success, difficulties, questions about the meditations that we've just done? The bare attention and the counting breaths meditation. Oh, would you wait for the mic?
I was just wondering if it was important to name what the distraction was that comes into your head.
Oh, no, you don't. You could just make it something very general. You could even say distraction and just let it go because, you know, you don't want to put too much attention on that. Yeah. So, anyone else?
Well, like I said, yes. I started counting when I was meditating, and of course my mind took me away from this room. And then, you know, I was all over, and then I came back and I said, I was in two, now I have to go back to one.
Yeah.
And then again I went to four, but then, you know, it takes time, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. You're just competing with yourself. Yeah, and it takes a while. Anyone else? Have a question or anything? Okay, great. So what do we do between meditation sessions? Well, you just try to be aware of what you're doing with your body, speech, and mind. Try, you know, we live in an age where we multitask, but try to do one thing at a time, try to focus, and without distraction, just sort of be comfortable with what you're doing, how you're doing it, and then notice, you know, what your attitude is like. Does anyone want to do another round of the breathing meditation, or you've got it down pretty pat? I see some nods. And yes, you like to do it? Okay. This time, do you want to just breathe? Let's try that. Just concentrate on your breath going in and out. And don't count, but I'm going to hit the bell about every minute, and you'll see how that will help you bring your mind back. You may not like it, I don't know, but it really helped me a lot because my mind would scatter almost instantly. And so let's try that. Let's try that for about five. You want to try 5 minutes instead of 10? Okay, 5 minutes. Okay, so let's just try. Okay, so I'm going to do it about every minute. How was that? Was that helpful to have the bell ring once a minute? Okay, that helped me too at the beginning. So for your homework, you know, set up your concentration room, your meditation seat, and figure out the best, most convenient time for you to do your meditation practice, and then try that bare attention exercise, this counting, breathing meditation exercise, either one, for 10 minutes a day for the whole week till we get back. And try to be consistent, you know, and steady, and then just be prepared to return and share your experience with the class. If you don't like to speak, you know, in Pugga, that's fine. It really, many times it really helps the whole group to know, you know, of any struggles or difficulties or problems or questions that you may have. So it's very helpful to others too, not just for yourself. Just hold everything really light. Let go of bad or good or stress. Keep your mind positive. Just encourage yourself. Don't have any expectations at all. Just do it. And so the next time I'll be talking more about the nature of mind. We'll do the 9-round breathing meditation. And so I'd like to close with a dedication. May the positive energy we have curated through the practice of mindful meditation bring peace and well-being to ourselves, our family, friends, and all others in every moment of every day. So if you please remember to sign the sign-up sheet, and if you do want a certificate, print out the completion card that's also online and fill that out. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.